Have you been to Jesus for the cleansing power? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are you fully trusting in His grace this hour? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are you washed in the blood, in the soul cleansing blood of the Lamb? Are your garments spotless? Are they white as snow? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are you walking daily by the Savior's side? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Do you rest each moment in the crucified? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are you washed in the blood, in the soul cleansing blood of the Lamb? Are your garments spotless? Are they white as snow? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? When the bridegroom cometh, will your robes be white, pure and white in the blood of the Lamb? Will your soul be ready for the mansion's bride? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are you washed in the blood, in the soul cleansing blood of the Lamb? Are your garments spotless? Are they white as snow? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Lay aside the garment that is stained with sin, and be washed in the blood of the Lamb. There's a fountain flowing for the soul unclean. Oh, be washed in the blood of the Lamb. Are you washed in the blood, in the soul cleansing blood of the Lamb? Are your garments spotless? Are they white as snow? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Boy, what a wonderful feeling it is to be washed in the blood of the Lamb. Like this brother was telling you, there's nothing that makes you feel any more pure, any more cleaner than the blood of the Lamb. When it is applied to your soul, just how pure and holy you feel. I had a happy, happy childhood. Just had such a good childhood life, and never had a fear of mother and daddy. They were so kind and so good, and just a wonderful life. And as I grew older, you know, and one day I was standing on my front porch, and this voice spoke to me right here. Said, "Give me your life." And I said, "Your soul." That was so plain at 12 years old when God spoke to me. Now, I could have right then been a born again Christian right there. I didn't have to pray. I just said, "Yes, Lord, I'll come in and I'll live for you." But I didn't do that. I did not do that. And I began to have fears come up in my life at that young age. And after that happened, going through the years after that, honest and true, I still went to church. My mom and dad took me to church. And I'd hear about hell.
not be afraid to go to sleep.
Yeah.
Afraid if I woke up, where I would be.
Yeah.
Wrong
place, wrong place.
I want to get this on people's minds. Jesus loves you with all of his heart, he loves everybody. If I had a chance to stand before Kentucky's football team, there's one thing I'd like to tell them. Jesus loves you. Any congregation that I could stand before in prison or wherever it would be, I'd want them to know Jesus loves you.
Right.
He will save your soul if you want it bad enough. Mm-hmm. But you got to want it.
Yep.
More than anything else in this world. Like Brother Lonnie said, man, putting away my desires, putting away my pride and my stiff-necked and haughtiness was the hardest thing for me to do ever was. But I knew that it wasn't any good in my life, and I had to get rid of it. So I really started praying. Boy, that was one of the hardest burdens that ever was when this sin burden comes upon you. But it's just you just absolutely can't walk straight. It just bends you over, and it causes sorrow to come up all over you. And it causes you to start praying, God, have mercy on me, a sinner.
Yeah, that's right.
God, would you hear a wretch like me? God, I know that I'm not worthy. I know that I've done all manners of sin and things that I should not do. But God, if you would, I've heard that you love sinners like me. And if you would, God, would you save my soul? And you know that spirit would work in me. And you know what? It wouldn't be long till I'd get up and I'd forget the prayer that I prayed. Maybe for just a little while. But one time that sorrow got so heavy that I just couldn't turn loose of it, man. And I want you to know that I got busy and I got down on my heart to my knees. And I began to pray. And you know, God heard my prayer. And it didn't take long after I got serious now. God came into my life and he saved my soul and made me a brand new creature. And I want you to know that I have no shame. I may fit my partial out, but I want to tell people today that God loves you and he wants to come into your heart. He wants to save your soul and give you this good mansion that he's got prepared for you up in heaven. And when this life is over, you can go there. Yes, I feel like that I've got more friends up there than I have down here. But this God call me to warn sinners and tell them to flee from the wrath to come, just like he did all of those other prophets here in this Bible that you can read about what made them go on. He gave people power through their faith. The ones that had the faith, boy, he gave them power to work for him. Whatever he told them to do. You think little David was such a good warrior. What made him that good warrior? Because he did what God told him to do. You take little Hannah that wanted that little baby so bad. What caused her to get that little baby that she wanted so bad? She put her faith and trust in the Lord. And she got right down on her knees. And she began to talk to God Almighty. When the priest was sitting right there, she was supposed to go to him, but she went to God for herself, and she began to pray, "Oh Lord, I want me a little son child." And you know what? God granted her wish. She said, "God, if you'll give me a little boy, I'll loan him to your house the rest of his life. A friend today, put your faith and your trust in the Lord, and He will grant you your wishes, your heart's desire, because you got His desire right then. You know what's good and you know what's bad. So this on before you start raising your family, put your heart right with God and do what He wants you to do, and He'll save you and your whole house. Why would I say that? There was a man one time, God was going to destroy the whole wide world. We're in a new world now. You know that? We're in a new world now, because that old world was destroyed. But Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord, and He saved him by His faith, because He did what God told him to do. When God tells you to come to me, get up and go. Go be with the Lord. Listen to what He tells you. Man, He'll make a new creature out of you from the top of your head to the soles of your feet, and He'll give you a life most enjoyable of it. Oh, what a good life it is to be in the house of the Lord. Man, you know what I want to do? I want to serve the Lord with all of my heart, soul, mind, and strength. I see, you know, I visit the hospital. I'm a chaplain in the hospital sometimes, and I go visit, and I see people. You know, I get calls, and not long ago, this one person called and said, my mommy needs to be saved. She was older than I am, in her 70s, you know. I hadn't given her heart to the Lord, and you know what? There stood her children all around her bed, all of her daughters. Mommy, we want you to be saved. Yeah. And you know what? I'll tell you right now, boy, you gotta want to now. You gotta want to. Man, her daughters was crying, and you know what? I saw that woman give her heart to the Lord right there. Listen right now. God is waiting. God has got His arms outstretched and open for them that will come to Him and give their heart, soul, mind, and strength to Him. He wants to born you again. He wants to wash you in that precious blood and cause you to be clean all over. Boy, He's got a washing that He can do for you like you ain't never had before. You know, I've seen mamas take their little babies and sit them in a little tub of water, and boy, just have the best time ever was scrubbing that little baby and washing it and cleaning it up. That's the way Jesus will do you. Boy, He'll clean you up and powder you up and make you feel so good. It's a sight. There ain't nothing like the love of God that can get in your heart, man, and make you make these old bones feel so good. You know, I just love serving the Lord. I love doing what He... I ain't worried about the politics in the church. I ain't worried about who's here and who's younger. I'm worried about the souls of mankind. I'm worried about little sinner boys and girls, you know, that are going down the road, that are getting killed in these car wrecks, and 3 and 4 and 5 at a time. They're leaving this world unprepared. Oh, how sad it is.
Yes, it is.
How sad it is.
Sure.
Oh, you know, things comes to my mind. You know, I do a lot of weddings. I've done many, many weddings. And I've seen little brides come with their big long gowns on a couple of weeks ago. Man, down here, not far from here, I did a wedding, and this little girl had this big long gown, you know, and they they got it made. They've got good jobs, got good education, you know, graduated from Georgia Tech, one of them did. and just got the best jobs ever was, got it made, so beautiful. But I tell you what, right now, when they get out and they get married, you want them to stay married. I had something to happen not long ago, and I said, told my wife, I said, this will be my last one. I'm not going to do no more. I've done many. And I picked up the paper the other day in the Harlan Daily paper, and there was a woman, a little girl, that I'd done a marriage for not long ago. And there, she was arrested for drug use, selling drugs. Oh, it's so sad how people can destroy their lives. Oh, how sad that is. Oh, how they need to go to church and hear the good gospel preached of their salvation. Turn their hearts over to God, and boy, he'll give you the best trip you've ever been on in your life.
Amen.
Getting in contact with that good spirit. There's nothing in this world like that good spirit. Driving along this morning, me and my little brother sitting there talking, boy, how you just get that good feeling glowing inside of you.
Yeah.
Man, you know everything's all right then.
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus, you're riding with us. He ain't my co-pilot no more. He's my pilot, buddy.
Yeah.
He knows how to take care of me. And I've got my life. I've got everything I've got in his hands. Everything I've got. Sometimes I get on a little pity trip, you know. And I'll be talking to my wife. She said, now listen, just look how good God has blessed us, you know. And it's so wonderful to have the blessings of the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Man, you know what? I felt real good here today. But you know what? I want you to have the blessing. I want you. I'd rather have one of you all to have the blessing than I had myself. I want you to have something this week to think about.
Yeah.
As you go along through your week, as you're out doing washing, or you whatever it is you're doing, pushing that sweeper, whatever it is you're doing, I want to give you something to think about. More than anything else, all of these people that you can read about here in this Bible, how God had blessed them, how God took care of them. Boy, little Gideon, how he blessed him, the least one in the whole bunch, in his whole generation.
Yeah.
But God made a great warrior out of him. God can use the weakest to confound the mighty.
Amen.
How wonderful God can use somebody that's nothing. He can make them something. And he's got something for every single person that's here in this house today. He can make a person out of you like you never thought you would ever be. I never had a dream that I would be called into the ministry. You know, when I was praying for myself, this wasn't on my mind. No, buddy, this wasn't on my mind. All I wanted to do was just get my soul right with the Lord. And I said, I made him a promise. I said, God, I'll do anything on earth that you want me to do if you'll just save my soul. But he saved my soul. And don't you think now that he didn't roll that up before my face. God, I tell you right now that God can make you a willing subject, can you? I tell you right now. And I got saved, you know, and all these things started happening to me. He'd show me. I had wide awake visions and me up preaching. I said, Lord, what's going on? What's happening to me? And he said he'd call me to preach. And I had a little old bitty girl, just a little bitty girl, 2 years old, you know. And I wouldn't get up. And one day he told me, he said, if you don't get up, I'm going to take your little girl. Well, I didn't believe him, you know. And buddy, he showed me that he could take my little girl. He showed me real plain. Man, she wound up in the hospital, and she was in a coma, and they couldn't find a thing wrong with her. And me standing there knowing what was the matter. Ain't that sad that people can be so hard-hearted and so ignorant that they have to bring their own family down to get to do what God wants him. But now he made a believer out of me.
Me too.
I'll tell you something. There ain't nothing in this world, nothing that God can't do.
That's right.
He can do everything.
Yeah.
I've got my faith and my trust in my Savior, Jesus Christ. Because he tells me, buddy, if I am for you, who can be against you?
Yeah.
He said, fear not, man.
Yeah, that's right.
Man don't scare me.
No.
Man can't threaten me and scare me. Because Jesus is my God.
Yeah.
He's my boss.
Yes, he is.
He's the one that I listen to. You know, I think these people that don't live close enough to the Lord to hear that Spirit, they don't know the difference between a carnal mind and a spiritual mind. But boy, there's a big, big difference. That spiritual mind is one of the sweetest things ever was that talks to you right here. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says. Boy, how it will lead you and guide you. God bless you. All the rest of the days of your life, I hope God blesses you and reveals himself to you in a way that you just can't deny that was the Lord. You know, I told some people, I get in congregations sometimes and in funerals where people never go to church. Their grandpas and grandmas didn't go to church. Their mothers and fathers didn't go to church. And now they, a little younger than I am, they don't go to church. Never took none of their grandchildren or grandchildren to church. But when they have a funeral or a death, they'll call me. And I'll tell them, buddy, you need to go to church. You need to hear the gospel preached. You need to obey God Almighty. Do what He wants you to do. Now, there is a life after this life. You will spend eternity
somewhere,
one place, right?
Somewhere. This soul, when God breathed the breath of life into man,
Lord, bless you.
That soul, He put that soul in there to never die. That soul will never die.
Absolutely, that's right.
It's going to live
forever,
through eternity, forever, somewhere. I'm talking to you there. Forever, somewhere. Now, it's up to you to choose
which one
you want.
Yep, that's the truth.
Good and evil is set before you every day.
Yep.
Choose you this day whom you will serve. For me and my house,
we'll
I'm going to serve the Lord.
Yes, sir.
You know,
bless him, Lord.
I'm one of these old fellows that live way out in the country, and I love to stay busy. I don't hunt. I don't fish. I raise potatoes. I just like to raise potatoes. You know, I like to plant them big long rows, and I love to see them grow. And you know what? I load my little truck down. I'll take them potatoes out, and I'll find somebody that needs potatoes, and I'll give them a bushel of potatoes. I want to do something. I want people to know that I love them.
Yes,
I want people to know that God Almighty has got some good people in this world.
Yeah.
Boy, I meet some good people.
Yes,
and like Brother Ronnie said, I meet more out of those regular Baptists than I do in sometimes. I sure do. God has got people all over this world. You get all the old regular Baptists and you put them together in this United States. How many would you have? Maybe 5,000. Is that right? Maybe 5,000 old regular Baptists. Now, boy, he said, I'll call my people from the four corners of the world.
Yes, sir.
He did.
Black, white, yellow, red, all over this world. And all of us is going to go to be with heaven, in heaven, together. And we're going to rejoice. And we're going to serve that master up there because we serve him.